Yeah, so I'm going to start out with what I was going to end with, which is, first of all, thank you, Anna and White Whale and Joan and Chris. And I've loved all the poems I've heard so far. Love being in everyone's good company this evening. So with a nod to RBG, I want to read a quote of hers. Dissents speak to a future age. It's not simply to say my colleagues are wrong and I would do it this way, but the greatest dissents do become court opinions, and gradually, over time, their views become the dominant view. So that's the dissenters' hope, that they are writing not for today, but for tomorrow. And I cast my first vote in a presidential election for George McGovern. And so I have been dissenting for a long time and not always winning, but I think we have to remember that we have to continue to go again and again and again, because the road is long. And so that's my opening thought. I have been working on a series for some time of found poems, found sonnets mostly, and they're taken from books of nonfiction, mostly social and political content that I try to find time to read in between books of poetry. So this one is called A Generation Raised Without History, and it is taken from this wonderful book called On Tyranny, which everybody should have. It's a great handbook for our time. And it's by Timothy Snyder. A mythicized past prevents us from thinking about possible futures. We are seduced by the notion of hidden realities and dark conspiracies. The path of least resistance leads directly from inevitability to eternity. What might seem like a gesture of pride can be a source of exclusion. One moment of shock enables an eternity of submission. We take this collective trance to be normal. It is derision that is mainstream and easy. Without the conformists, the great atrocities would have been impossible. We are free only insofar as we exercise control over what people know about us. Put your body in unfamiliar places with unfamiliar people. Take responsibility for what you communicate with others. Our collective trust in common knowledge makes us a society. Staring at screens is perhaps unavoidable, but nothing is real that does not end on the street. And one more poem. This is not a sonnet, but it does combine my words with some words of other people. Our night monotonous, with some words from Thomas B. Edsel, Robin DiAngelo, and Paul Eluard. Morning breaks darkly, rolling claps of thunder. Today might as well be yesterday or tomorrow. The pandemic death toll boomerangs back and upward past 1,000 per day. Certain sets of data assure us the whole of liberal democracy is in grave danger at this moment. Right now, it appears no one is exempt from not having faith, yet you'll be death canceled for whatever. In Portland overnight, armed federal agents tear gas a wall of moms in yellow shirts chanting, "Please don't shoot your mother." Watching The Last Dance, I Google, "What's with Michael Jordan's bloodshot eyes?" Dee emails to say she's written an elegy for a friend shot and killed by her own brother on the 4th of July. And where might be a good place to get it published? Someone in the thread suggests the journal Guernica. I wonder if they print it, how many will read her elegy thinking of Picasso's painting? The village in northern Spain where they greeted the corpses showered themselves with politeness. I was in the supermarket and over the cheese section was a small sign saying Black Lives Matter. Like a Hallmark card, childlike, a cheery array of pink, green, and blue. Asleep, I'm on a speeding train with no conductor. Each station, a warning we flash past. I am alternately afraid that the train will never stop and that it will. Let us open together the last flower of futurity. Wake the dreams this dread has furloughed. We shall get the better of them. Thank you.